Elder Omar, he's going to be sharing the word with us. And I got to tell you, I was pretty excited when he told me, he says, you know, Ben, the Lord has led me to speak about praise and worship. And, you know, a lot of times people, they don't understand the true heart, the true meaning of what it means to worship God. And you know, I was just reading Luke 19 where, you know, Jesus was entering in and the disciples, they were like praising him, they were shouting, and they were so excited that Jesus was entering into the place. And the Pharisees, they were saying to the people, saying, you know what? Why are they making such a ruckus? And he, one of the Pharisees, told Jesus, said, you know what? Quiet your disciples, because they're making such a scene. And Jesus says, you know, let them make all the noise, because if they don't, the rocks will cry out. Praise the Lord. And you know, I tried to picture that. What it would be like for rocks to cry out, praise the Lord. And you know, I remember watching the Muppets. You guys remember the Muppets and Jim Henson and all that? When the Muppet Show was popular, I remember there were trees and rocks where they had like little eyeballs in the mouth where, you know, they would be talking and speaking, you know, and I didn't want to imagine what that would be like. You know, because if anyone were to try to silence us, to say, stop! Stop talking about God! Stop praising Him! Man, I can imagine rocks would just come alive. And they would say, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Everywhere! The rocks would be praising God. And you know what? If you truly have the presence of God in you, you have the love of God in you, you know you cannot contain it, can you?
Yes.
If you know the Spirit of the living God is in you, you can't keep quiet. Because this is something we know that is so real. The Spirit of God living in us is Jesus Christ that has made residence in our hearts. That's what it's all about, when you can truly understand that God is alive. Amen?
Amen.
And He's for you. And He is for me. And as we truly live for Him, that's where you know you will be blessed. I want to ask my brother Omar to come on up. And we're going to stretch out our hands and we're going to pray for our brother as he will speak the word of God. Why don't we stretch a hand towards him? Let's pray for him. Father in heaven, we ask you now, Lord, as we know Omar, our brother, who loves you so much, we can see Jesus Christ so evident in his life. I ask you now, Lord, as he speaks your word, anoint every word that comes out of his mouth, knowing, Father, it's your Holy Spirit's presence and power that gives him all he needs, Lord, to preach your word mightily. So, Father, we just lift up our brother, knowing that it is your word that gives us life. It is your word that gives us all we need to live a life that is truly victorious. I thank you, Lord, that what my brother will share from your word today will truly help us to become more and more like Jesus. We give it all to you now. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray all these things. And everyone says,
Amen.
Praise God. Let's give God our
Aloha, the same aloha, yeah? Read. Aloha.
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 Oh,
aloha.
That's the one that I'm waiting for, the big aloha. Can we, you guys have any Bibles with you? Maybe we can, if you need a Bible, because if you look at my sermon today, my message, there's so many scriptures there that I didn't realize that I, when I printed out with Pastor Ben. Pastor Ben, there's so much here. It doesn't fit the program. So some of the verses I might skip a reading, but if you have your time, devotion at home, you can check it out yourself. But I'll try as much as I could read on a few verses over here. But today, my message is all about praise, the heart of praise and worship. I kind of like put it as a part one, because someday somehow when I speak again, I'll cover the first part of today's message, which is all about praising God, the heart of worship. And if you're here next time, if you guys are vacationing, you can come back here and listen to me. Anyways, let's pray first. Father God, we just bow our heads, Lord. We just welcome you right now, Lord. Whatever words that comes through my mouth, Lord, should come from you, Father God. Give me the wisdom, the guidance, Lord, that I will speak to my brothers and sisters here, and all of us will all learn what it is about how to praise you, God, because you are a sovereign, loving, merciful God, Lord. In this time, Lord, we need to really know how to put you first in our lives first by praising you every moment of the day. Thank you again, Lord Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory and everything. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, sometimes maybe some of the congregation will say, oh, I haven't really got something out of praise and worship this morning, and I didn't feel it. I hope you did. When we sang Step by Step, yeah, and Bless the Lord, it was an awesome praise. You know what? It's not actually here. When we worship God, we give Him all the praise. Even if we really doesn't, you don't feel like praising Him, He is there to accept your praises whenever you start praising God in the sanctuary or in earlier when we start praising, right? And let me just talk to you about what's the essence of praise. Praise is not a difficult concept to understand because it's actually we're praising everything we praise every day, right? It's a part of our life. Like when we are at home, we praise our children when they do things right, right? We praise our employees when they do a nice job, well done. We praise them. And in fact, my wife and me, our little dogs, we praise them when they do this simple tricks now at home. Oh, it's so beautiful, man. We always pray. Praise is a word that we use every day in our lives. Amen? And let me take a look at the dictionary, what praise is, means in the American dictionary. It says, to commend, to applaud, to express approval or admiration of, to extol in words or in song, that's praising in the church now, to magnify and to glorify, that's God we are praising. Amen? Praise is preoccupied with God, and it is what He has done in our lives. You know, when God does something glorious for us, we just have to lift Him up and praise His praises. Amen? We always do that because something good is happening. And take a look at your notes here. Actually, the first verse that I want you to at least memorize, and please don't forget this. This is the last verse of the Psalms, the book of Psalms, 150, verse 6. Let's read it all together. Ready? Go. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. After the end of my message today, maybe this is a good verse to remember, because everything that has breath praise the Lord. In fact, at the end of the verse, I added on one that I think God has shown me. If you take a look at the end of the verse, let everything He blessed you with praise the Lord. Amen. So let's move ahead. So the first bullet here that I'm going to talk about is praise begins with the blank there is mindset. Praise begins with the mindset upon God. But then the thoughts must be put into action. That's why we praise with songs and any other. There's a lot of ones later on. I'm going to talk to you about how to praise God. Must be put into action in order to qualify as praise. There are four questions that actually I can talk about, but I'm just concentrating on the how and why we praise God. The when and the where to praise God is a given. We can praise here, we can praise anywhere, and you know, it's really a given, where and when. We can praise any time of the day. You know, every time your eyes are open, when you wake up, you can praise and praise the Lord. I'm still breathing. Amen? Okay, let's move on. The second one here I put in is praise begins. Praise is something, the blank one is, we direct toward God, or something we express to others about God. That's what we praise ourselves, we can share it. That's all like evangelization, you know, reach out somebody about who God is, you know. And if you take a look at Psalm 66:8, that's part of what we praised this morning. let the sound of his praise be heard. Praise is not praise until it is vocalized or shown forth. We did that with all the praises and worship we did earlier, and that's good. Some of us here might cross our arms, yep, lower our heads, purse our lips, yeah, because, oh, this is just the way I'm praising the Lord. That's okay, but I think you can do better than that. If your mindset is with God, your heart changes, you know. God will come through your spirit, and it when it dwells in you, it's going to come naturally, you know, just an instinct, just praising her the normal way. There's no such thing as my way. Remember the song, Frank Sinatra? My way. He did it his way until he died. I hope he's in heaven. There's no my way. It is always God's way. Amen?
Amen.
It is always God's way. And his way has been shown to us clearly in a lot of scriptures in the Bible. You know, that praise is to be declared and manifested. Amen?
Amen.
So, Psalm 66:8 here resorts. Let the sound of his praise, it's in your notes, yeah? Is it? Yeah. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Praise God. Did that. Have you ever find yourself driving and then playing music of praise? So when you are with the Lord, that's a normal. You know, but that's why I really invite you guys, if you don't have your heart, you know, your relationship, your personal relationship with God, please, you know, accept God. If you can do it right now, later on, Pastor Ben will pray sinner's prayer. And we just have really to submit to God. Accept him as Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. Amen? So, sometimes we play music in our office, you know. Sometimes we even praise for help, for our life, for our finances, for our family. We always praise that. And we always even praise our enemies sometimes. Amen?
Yes.
Yeah, we praise them, bless them, and pray for them that they should change, or just humble yourself, low down your pride. And we do that. We do that. We praise the mountains, the pulaus here in Hawaii, the beautiful Hawaii we have here compared to California. So, and his mercies. Yeah, we praise for troubles and even triumphs, for ups and downs. When we praise him in spite of all the missteps of the circumstances that we have. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Second one is, it is really impossible to praise God with our mouth shut. No, we can't do that. And they and your body slump forward. You know what I mean? Sometimes maybe your posture shows that you're worshiping. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know some of you, even your, if you're probably your body slump, you're praising, you're worshiping, you're meditating. Or you might be sleeping. Nah, I don't think so. Nobody's sleeping right now. Amen? Take a look at Isaiah 49, it's in your notes. This is Isaiah talking. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Don't be afraid. That's Isaiah saying that, yeah? And another one here. Psalm 103:1. Bless, that's the one we just sung earlier. 10,000 reasons. It was composed by Matt Friedman, a British, you know, a worship leader. 10,000 songs, reasons that bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That's a beautiful, beautiful verse to really also remember. But let everything has breath. Praise the Lord. I want you to don't forget that when you go home, just that one verse. That's good enough. Because one verse a day, how much? 365 verses a year. Ah. As simple as that, as we can do that. If we really are in line with the Word of God, you can do that as your devotional habit. Do it. Okay. Now, some of us are used to lifting hands, right? If lifting up your hands is normal to you, that's good. Well, you can learn that, you know. Because it's your way, it's not going to be my way of not lifting up. But if we can do that, we can change our habit or attitude to lift it up and give praise unto Him. Because we need to try to make it a habit. We need to do it until it becomes a natural and genuine part of our expression to God. Amen? You got to do that. Next one is Psalms 42, 5 and 6. Actually, this is one of the psalmists. This is Saul talking about, you know, why he is so down and out. Because sometimes when we are down and out and spiritually dry, it's probably before coming to church, there's something out there in your own personal life that bothers you, that's a problem. So we just have really to bow down again. And that's why you come worship here. You're seeking for something that will, solve or answer your questions in life. So we are spiritually dry. That's why David was asking himself, you know, why life is so miserable sometimes. He made a mistake. But he was really devoted to praise God and go back in line with God. And he was redeemed, and victory came to him again. Sometimes we say, how can I praise? You may ask, when I'm really, as I said, completely depleted, you know, emotionally. You can find a lot of answers again. In the book of Psalms, that's where praise is mentioned so much, so many times. David wrote that. That's the book of the Bible in the Old Testament that you can, you know, check it out. The book of Psalms, it gives you a lot of answers. So going back to how David asked the Psalm 42, 5 and 6. Take a look at your notes there. He was asking God, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Then he proceeded to get on top of himself. He said, put your hope in God. And in his next statement so beautifully shows the discipline of praise. For I will yet praise Him. The Lord wants all of us to come to that point that we determine to praise Him, regardless of everything that we feel or any circumstances in our life. Amen? I will bless the Lord. Bless His holy name. Praise God. Praise God. The next here is why this is the... I'm going to mention about a few things about how... Why should we praise God? Why should we praise God? The first thing here I'm going to talk about is to praise Him because we are in your bullet there. We are commanded in His Word to do so. Praise God? We are commanded. We praise Him because we are commanded to do so. Praise ye the Lord. Let's read the verse here. Psalms 150, 1 to 5. Let's read it together. Ready? Go. I praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts and power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with the sounding cymbals. That's how we should praise. So our drummer is off today, but anyway, we overcome. We still did what we do. We just do what we do here every Sunday. We just praise whatever we have, whatever the Lord has given us. Praise God. Second here is we praise the Lord because there is power and it defeats the enemy. Praise God. Yes. It defeats the enemy. Psalms 100, I don't have it in the... If you have the Bible, you can open Psalms 100 and 1 to 5. Let's open it up. I'm just going to read together with you. If you have your Bible, we can read it together. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all your lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless Him, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures all to all generations. Praise God. To power. And the Psalm 8:2 says here, if you're on your Bible, or I'll just read it to you too. Psalm 8:2 says here, when we praise, we defeat our enemy, right? From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. There you go. You defeat the enemies. Whatever kind of enemy in your life, you're the one who knows what it is. Between you and God, you can defeat it by just praising Him and really being obedient and submissive to Him. Amen? And the other scripture I put in there is Psalm 149, 5 and 6. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. See, like, the word of God is very, very powerful. If you read the, you know, 2 Timothy 3:16, it's all, you can explain that it's God-breathed and it's used for everything, rebuking, correcting, you know, all that kind of stuff. Isaiah, let me see. Okay, what we have. Bear with me because when I print this to Pastor Ben, I had so much verses here. I don't know if I can cover all of them. So you guys have to work on your own, yeah? We just bring this home and check it out. Because I'll try read as much as I could here. But praise God, it's here. It's something you can ponder. The next one, three, is we praise God simply because He is worthy to be praised. Amen? He is worthy to be praised. Sometimes in our life, we kind of like kind of like when we praise God, we don't really know what we're saying sometimes because we're out of routine, right? And then we lost the meaning of what really we're praising something. This is kind of like a break, so a joke or illustration. And there was a pastor, yeah, in the church. He wants to sell his stallion horse, okay? And then he brought in the church, and the potential buyer came to the church for a test drive. And then before, the preacher told the buyer, before you start, you should know that this horse only responds to short stop. This is a Christian, born again horse, yeah? He taught him, go, just praise the Lord. When you say praise the Lord, the horse moves around, yeah? And when you say stop, just say amen, yeah? So the man on the horse says, okay, he tested it, he went to the horse. Praise the Lord! The horse starts to trot. And he shouts again, praise the Lord! This is a beautiful horse, I'm going to buy this. He praised the Lord again. So it was galloping now, it was running fast. Now, at the end of the suddenly there's a cliff right at the end, yeah? And then the buyer says, amen! So it stopped right at the end of the cliff, yeah? Oh man, he was sweating, man. He kind of like wiped his eyebrow and said, praise the Lord! See, it loses its meaning sometimes when we praise God. We gotta be careful, you know? You gotta be careful, just not learning what you've learned. This is it. Yeah. But hey, the meaning is lost there, right? when I saw this, I think I want to share this. Want to share this? Anyways, let's move on. And at least you're awake now, huh? You're not sleeping. Okay, we praise God simply because He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. That's good. That's why we're here. Lord God, thank you, Lord. You're here. You're worthy to be praised. You want to hear your word from the Bible, Lord. And that's what I'm here. And I'm just really praying that I can give you an insight and you'll be transformed. You can apply it in your life when you leave this sanctuary later or every day that you worship or praise God. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, whew, this is a lot. I don't know if I can finish this. I might cut it in short. Okay, keep on going then. Psalms 48:1. You don't have that, right? So I might as well read it to you. Why he is worthy to be praised. Psalm 48:1. If you have your Bible, you can open your Bible and read along with me. I'm using the New King James. If you have NIV, that's a good version too. Okay, it says there, Psalm 48:1. On my Bible here, it says, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, His holy mountain." Praise God. The second verse is Revelation 4:11. If you have your Bible again, but I'll read it to you. Revelation 4:11. Revelation is the last book in the book of Testament. Was written by John. We just, our group, our faithful men, last Friday, we went to see the movie, The Son of God. I encourage you guys to see The Son of God. It's showing in Dole Theater and all the theaters, actually. It's a beautiful movie. And it really tells us how, you know, divine God is. And we really need, there's a lot of work to be done to really... share the gospel. Through that movie, you can learn a lot. You know who God, Jesus is. Because it is about John talking about, you know, who God is. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was God. And then, actually, in the beginning, God was always there. Jesus Christ was God when He created the heavens and earth. Amen? So please watch that. I encourage you to watch the movie, Son of God. It's showing in the movie theaters right now. Okay, so what's 4:11? Okay. 4:11 says here, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Beautiful verse, yeah. He is worthy to be praised. So the next one is Psalm 18:3. Let's go back to Psalm again. 18:3. I told it would be really good to bring your Bible when you go to church, and it's a good habit to do that. I know it's kind of like a learning thing to do it, but with God's Spirit, you can do it. The 18:3, yeah? 18:3 says here, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So I shall be saved from my enemies." There you go again. You defeat the enemies. Beautiful verse, yeah? And lastly here on, to praise God with a worthy of praise, Revelation 5:11-12. Go back to Revelation again. Okay. 11:12. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." I didn't read the 11, so I just jump on the 12. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Amen. Last thing that why we should praise God is we praise the Lord because we were created. That's on your blank thing there. We're created to praise Him. I just want to read 1 Peter 2:9 here. You can check on the 1 Peter 2:9. Okay, 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him which you called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we're created to do that, yeah? So Isaiah 43:21. This is the most important thing why we praise him, because we're created to praise him, right? Isaiah 43:21. This people, yes, as I said, this people I have formed for myself that shall declare my praise. So we're created for that. Just here, this is what it means here. When this people, all of us, we are, I have formed for myself that shall declare my praise. Amen? I think I'm done with that. How should we praise him? Let's jump on to the most, another important aspect in praising God is, how should we praise him? The first one was why. This is a how should we praise him. Remember, we do not praise the Lord our way, right? It should be his way. We praise him his way. And his way has been expounded throughout the scriptures again for our benefit. Let's take a look at the Bible here, just how God wants us to praise. Lifting, number one is lifting up your hands. It's kind of like sometimes hard to lift up your hands when you're not in the spirit. But again, going back to that, the only way you can lift hands when your mindset is with God. It's really him who is praising, not yourself. It's natural to do like that, but I was supposed to explain the cherubim in the Old Testament when Moses was speaking to, you know, to God. There were two cherubims that stretched out their hands. This is the modern, representation of us praising God like this. It's a modern New Testament. We are a modern New Testament church. Sometimes we do like this, or here, or up here. So it's just like the cherubim, you know, reaching out like this. Praise God. So when we are in the spirit, we just keep on a lot here. Everything I'm putting up here. So Nehemiah 8:6. Let's take a look at that. And Israel blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting their hands. And they bowed down their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. That's Nehemiah. Yeah. The next one in your notes here, Psalm 28:2. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary. Praise God. Another one here. Revelation 1:34-2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. So many verses that you can literally, whoa, this is the reason why a lot of people, mega churches, small churches, doing like this. You might not be, used to it again because it's your own way. Or you hear like this, you know, crossing your arms. But these are the verses that, justifies us that praising God can be also lifting your hands. I found myself, when my daughter was young, you know, and your children are young, what do? Oh, daddy, when you come home, they raise their hands, right? You want to embrace them, you know, and, you know, give them praise. They want to see you. Just like the same with praising God. We praise God. He receives us. Praise God.
Praise
yeah.
God.
So let's continue. Psalm 141:2. Let my prayers be set before you as an incense, the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Another, the last verse I put in, 1 Timothy 2:8. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Oh, powerful, yeah? So I hope the next service or later on when we praise again, is everybody's going to try to lift them. Do like this. just feel the Spirit. Amen? Feel the Spirit. Okay, the next one is, there's plenty here I put in it, but check it out. I might not end the message. I'm still halfway. Clapping of hands, Psalm 47:1. Clapping of hands. It synchronizes with the music, because the music is so beautiful. I've been playing music all my life, but I praise God that my music now is for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It's for the Lord now. 47:1 justifies us while we clap our hands. There's just many still verses in the Bible, but this is just one of it. So, 7:1. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Can you see that? Clap your hands. So I urge you, I encourage you to clap your hands, even if it's out of sync. Yeah, it's okay. Remember, God doesn't pick up people who has no voice or out of tune or out of pitch. Your heart is the one He is interested in. So you give yourself to Him, be obedient, be submissive. Once we praise, once we worship and everything, give it all unto God. Standing. Oh, I'm standing right now. Standing. Oh, I have been to. I want to cover maybe a little bit more about. Where is that? The stand. Oh, no, later on. Standing. Okay. Verse Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 5:12. Maybe I have it here. Okay. Standing is very appropriate on expression of praise for us today. Okay. We are a New Testament church. A lot of, when we start to praise, worship Peter is in church, you say, well, let's stand and praise God. Because when you're sitting down, you're not really, you know, in line with. Sometimes it's not just you can express much the praises when you're sitting down, right? That's why we have to stand up, because standing up, like there's particular point that I want to talk about. Standing up is respect, right? It's a pure respect when you stand up. When we get together, and there's dignitaries and the presidents, you know, here in wherever you are. Don't they ask you to stand up? The president of the United, or people here, or very prominent person, you stand up, and it's really a respect to do that. Let's say that, you know, how is it then here when we won't stand up for God? That's even more powerful. Amen? It's really very important to stand up and praise God when we have praise and worship. We have to celebrate the presence of the King. When we are sitting, it's not as complete as that. In the heavenly worship scene, in the book of Revelation, the King is seated in the throne. And all the others are standing around the throne. Amen? He stands. We stand, He sits. That's only the Father that stands up there. So standing indicates alertness. When we sit down, our ability to concentrate on the service tends to decrease, you know. Our minds switches to neutral and has the tendency to wander. That's what I'm trying to say when you're sitting down. So standing up is really very important to do that. So, and Ephesians 4:27 says, do not give up to the devil at foothold, and standing can help us ward off the devil's tactics by remaining, you know, mentally alert. Because if we sit down, your mind wanders, and then you're not in line with the worship or something. So standing will get you out of the way and really praise God all the way. Yeah. When praise is vibrant and real, people can be made to sit down. But I hope we're doing it here after the praise, and that's when we, relax and after you praise Him, you know, all your heart. Standing and praising is go hand in hand in our minds to remain wide awake and alert. Praise God. The next one here is I incorporated this kneeling, bowing, and prostration. Kneeling, we don't do it that much. Some other churches might do it. Kneeling and prostration is when you are physically in line with God, so it's hosted, people just lay down on the floor. That's prostration. But sometimes I see people here kneeling when you are in the spirit. and bowing. We can do that here. And the most important thing that we always do is singing. That's number six, number five there. Singing, yeah? Because the beauty of singing is we can actually praise God with hallelujah, or but when the piano or any instrument plays along with it, it's really beautiful. It changes the meaning of praise and worship when we worship with music. Amen? We can all say hallelujah, hallelujah, but hallelujah sounds good, plus then the piano, the strings, and everything. And everybody's in line with that. Amen? Amen. So, dancing. Ooh, dancing. You can dance. When the Israelites crossed the Jordan River, Miriam led them into dancing. And there is a lot of songs we're doing now, you know, of the Spirit of the Lord is dear spirit, you got dance with the Lord, something. There's a lot of songs that we can use, morning to dancing, you know, something like that. With the dance of the Lord. Anyway, it's good to move your body. I always do a lot of movements. When I'm with the Spirit, I dance and play. And it's really good to do that too when you're in the Spirit. Another one is seven, shouting. We shout after we end our song, your acclamation. It's really a way of expressing ourselves that, hey, it's good to praise God. We can shout. When Red here plays all this, and then we all shout, yeah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's one way of praising God. Amen? The last one is speaking in the tongues. I heard some here with us speaking in the tongues, but it's not an encouragement. It's a gift. If you have it, praise God. You know, you can do it. While praising God, speaking in tongues, it is acceptable. It's a bona fide expression. Amen? I think I'm done. No matter when, where, or why we praise the Lord, we are to praise Him with our entire beings. Amen? And again, I want to close with the two verses here that, you know, the New King James Version is, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all is within me. Bless His holy name. That's what we praise, worship, sing, this, the slow song that we sing this morning. And the NIV is, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name. I kind of like that God spoke me when I put in the verse that I want you to memorize. Let everything that is breath praise the Lord. The Lord just talked to me. Omar, just share him. I think it's not, Pastor Ben told me, and it's Proverbs 30:6. Do not add words in the Bible or else he will rebuke you, yeah? This is not in the Bible. This just talked to me when I was, actually last night, and I did this. Let everything he blessed you with praise the Lord. Because when I was reading, let everything that has breath, of course, only talking about breath, no. We have to be very, very thankful and praise God for what we have right now. We might have small or plenty or whatnot. We might be sick or whatnot. But still praise Him, because God will redeem us. When we completely submit ourselves to God, oh, it's a turnaround. I know one brother here is really fired up with God right now. Is all the way here. And most of us here, when the important thing is repent. Acts 3:19, I love that verse. Repent so that your sins will be blotted out. And, times of refreshing come from the Lord. So if you have to let go of the things of the past, if you have to let go everything in your life that you want to start all over again, Pastor Ben will pray the sinner's prayer, and just submit yourself, be obedient to God. And the next message I'm going to preach, brother, is praise through a heart of worship. It's how to surrender to God. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So much. I haven't.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother, for that message. And you know what? What my brother just shared, it's something that I know for some, it can be really difficult. I have a confession to make. I remember when I first became a Christian, I remember troubles still came. I mean, I would go to the Lord and I would pray, and it just seems like, hey, how come I'm still in this mess? And I remember my brother, he was already a pastor at that time, and he said, Ben, you gotta praise him even when things don't go your way. Even when life is still kind of sour, your heart, your soul still gotta go to God and say, praise you, Lord, because I know you'll never let me go. And I have to tell you, I just didn't want to do it. I said, how can I do this? Things aren't going my way. Don't you understand? And, you know, I just remember, I even had a conversation with one of my pastors, and he just said, yeah, Ben, your brother's right. You got to praise him. And I said, but it's so hard. And he told me, you know, it's something you must do. If you want to grow and mature in your faith, you praise him at all times. And then truly, the Spirit of God will come in. He will show you that I'm here, child. And it's not just about what you feel at the moment. No, it's the very fact that you know that God is for you. And no matter what situation you're in, you praise the Lord. Amen? Mm. Because, you know, Ecclesiastes 3, it says, he has made everything beautiful. Mm. Everything. All things beautiful in its time. Everything is beautiful unto the Lord. What he made, what he created, whatever situation you're in, it may not look so good right now, but there's a purpose, there's a reason why you're going through what you're going through. It's all about us having faith, having trust in God to say, Lord, I don't understand what I'm going through, but I trust in you. I believe in you, and I know, Lord, you're with me. That's the most important thing, amen? And as you believe that, God will see you through. God will give you peace. God will give you strength. And suddenly, your head that might have been down for quite a while, as you turn to God, it starts going up. And you start looking up and you say, Lord, I know you're for me. And I'm praising your most holy name. You know, I want to tell you about something I just read in Budapest. There's this man, he goes to a rabbi and he complains, Rabbi, life is so unbearable. I'm just miserable. There's 9 of us living in one room. Oh, what can I do? Because I got to tell you, it's terrible. And the rabbi says, you know what? I got the answer for you. I got the solution. But what I tell you, you got to promise. You're going to do it. All right? Don't ask any questions. Just do it. Trust me, if you do this, your problem is solved. So the man says, okay, rabbi, what do I do? Well, he says, I want you to take your goat into the room with you and all your other roommates. And the man kind of scratches it. What? He says, you heard me. Take your goat and have them live with you and your roommates for 1 week. And he says, do as I say and come back to me in a week. So a week later goes by, he takes the goat, and the goat lives with them for 7 days. And he comes back to the rabbi, and now he looks more distraught than ever. And he tells the rabbi, Rabbi, we can't stand this. The goat is filthy. He's made a mess all over the place, and it's terrible. It's more terrible than ever. And then the rabbi says, okay, now what I want you to do, young man, I want you to go home and let the goat out and come back to me in a week. So this time he goes back home, he takes the goat out, and 7 days pass, and then the man comes back to the rabbi, and you see there's a radiance on the man's face, and the rabbi says, okay, how is it now? And the man says, praise the Lord. Life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now because there is no goat. Only the 9 of us. I want you to think about that for a second. Because, you know, I got to tell you the truth. A lot of times people come to me and they go, Pastor, my life is really terrible. I have no joy, no peace. I have nothing good from God. And I just think it's going to be like this forever. What's the sense? I'm thinking, man, you should win an award for acting. No, I'm no, just kidding. But I'm just saying, wow, you know, because I've been there. I just think, man, I've been there where I go, woe is me, woe is me. But then I tell the person, you know what? I'm going to tell you to do something my brother told me to do many years ago when I realized, hey, things aren't going my way. And a lot of times, right, when people tell you, praise the Lord, in all the muck and the yuck, praise the Lord. Sometimes we go, man, you're crazy. But those of us who have experienced praising God in the midst of our trials and tribulations, we know for a fact that God shows Himself. Amen? Amen. That God's glory just comes and settles in your heart. His peace just overflows right into your soul. And you realize, my Father God is here. That's what it's all about. No matter what you're going through in life, brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. As I said earlier, if you're not going to praise the Lord, just imagine all those rocks around you. Little eyeballs will pop out and a mouth will start talking. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Isn't it true? That's what it's all about. God, He wants the praises of His people. The Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people. In other words, His presence abounds when we praise His most holy name. Why don't we go ahead and bow our hearts? Let's close our eyes. Let's come before our Lord God and King. Father, Lord, Father in heaven, we praise your most holy name. And Father, I know your presence is in this place. Father, will you just continue to magnify yourself as we praise you? Will you show your children what it truly means to be blessed, to truly understand that you desire the praises of your people? And as we give to you our praises, will you just magnify yourself? As we decrease, may you increase in every way. And you may be saying, you know, Pastor Ben, I kind of realized after listening to this message, you know, I haven't been praising God the way I should. Yeah, there are times when things go my way, I say, oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But when things don't go my way, I'm just silent, or sometimes I may be even shaking my fist at God. But we know from what we heard today, you want to hear the praises from deep within our hearts, deep within our souls, no matter what the situation is. And if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and you know He's telling you to be a person of praise, no matter your circumstance, no matter your situation, you simply say yes to that. Lord, I'm going to be a person of praise. And if you know the Lord is putting that in your heart, and you made a decision, I truly will let the praises come from my lips and continually praise my Father in heaven. If that's truly your heart, truly your desire, can you raise your hand and say, that's me. I'm going to be a person of praise. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Just raise your hand and say, that's me, so I can pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Put your hands down. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your love that never ceases. I thank you, Lord, for all my brothers and sisters in this very place. Forgive us, Lord, for those times, Lord, when we didn't praise you. When we chose to maybe praise man or even praise ourselves instead of giving you all the praises. Forgive us, oh, Lord. And help us to truly be a person of praise. In every situation, we're going to praise you. Because we know all good comes from you. And we know difficulties may come, but we're going to continue to praise you. Because we know, Lord, you're never going to let us be stuck in a situation where we're just going to get more and more miserable. No, Father, you're going to be our Savior. You're going to be our rescuer. You're going to be the one to give us strength. We praise you, Lord, knowing that you are our Father God. You are our Abba Father. You are our Daddy God that loves us intimately, that loves us so deeply. And Father, we just want to express to you how much we love you and how much we need you. Father, for all those that have raised your hand, Father, I just pray for everyone in this room, Father, let your holy presence just come forth right now in Jesus' name. Father, let your holy warrior angels, your ministering angels, just minister peace, love, and joy in our minds, our souls, and our spirits. Thank you, Lord, for being such a loving God. We praise your most holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now for some of you, you may be saying, you know, Pastor Ben, I've heard people talking about having a relationship with God, with his son Jesus Christ. What do? How do I get started? Well, you know what? You can start by praying a simple prayer, but it must come from deep within your spirit, deep within your soul. And if you're ready, you're willing to say, Lord, come on in. I'm just tired of living life my way. I want to do it your way, according to your word. Father, I invite you into my heart. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. You simply make this decision. God says, welcome, child, to the family of God. And if you're ready, you're saying, Lord, I surrender, I submit to you. Lord, I say yes to your son, Jesus Christ. If truly that is your heart, can you raise your hand right now and say, that's me. I want to say yes to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyone else? Say yes to your Lord and Savior. Praise God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. All right, you can put your hands down. Let's pray this prayer out loud. Let's pray together and really mean it from your heart. Be sincere about this prayer. We're going to pray together as a family, but for those of you, if you're praying this for the first time, let it just be something that you're so real about. You're so sincere about. Because our Father, He's here. He's listening. And if you are saying, Lord, come on in. Oh, He's going to not only come in, He's going to show you the way to His truth. He's going to show you the way to live the abundant life. Let's pray this prayer together. Let's pray it out loud. Mean it from your heart. Say, Father God, I need you. And I give you praise for who you are. I believe in you. And I believe in your son Jesus Christ, who died for me on the cross. But on the third day, he rose again. And he lives in my heart. I give you praise for that. And Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. But your word says, if I confess of my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me now, Lord, and make me holy and pure unto you. So now I say this so you can hear me, Father God, and so that everyone can hear me, and so that I can hear myself. And so that the devil can hear me. Jesus Christ is my Lord. I live for him. And I live for him only. Father God, write my name in your book of life. For I give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone says,
Amen.
Let's all sing.